So it's a big zechus to learn tonight on Hoshana Rabbah. When you're partnering up with YU, and just many of you had the opportunity to hear from Rav Schechter Shlita. So what I'd like to do, this is a piece that was said originally, Hoshana Rabbah Tovshin Samach. So a few years ago in Reb Tzvi Meyer. We'll go through, time willing. I shared my screen with you so you can see what we're going through up here. I'll be scrolling back and forth. I'm not sure if it's easier to read from the safer or read from the screen. But he has some very beautiful messages for us. If I recall correctly, if I remember correctly, we did this piece many, many years ago, many moons ago, in Yaakov Clark, when he was still living in here in town. He had a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and we went through that. That's what we learned together. We learned this piece. So it has very fond memories. I mean, I don't think anybody here was there at that evening, so this will be new for you. But let's start. We'll learn a little bit. There's a few pieces. Time willing, again, we have a strong ending time, so I want to make sure we're done by 9:30 for the next speaker. But let's see how far we get, and if we have to cut out a little bit, I'll try to touch upon some of the key points from the shmooze. So the first thing he says like this: Tzadikim zechus miyogin elin hifligu begodol milas hayom. So they tell us what an unbelievable thing. You look in the earlier sefarim, and there's not such a mention about Hoshana Rabbah. A little bit, but not so much. And you open up the Zohar, and then it's like the whole world rises or falls depending upon Hoshana Rabbah. Tremendous significance is placed upon. And then more from the writings that Rizal and the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, and it finds bigger and bigger and bigger. It says V'yedua mechazal hakadoshim shayom ze nikra yom ha'arava. So really, we'll call this the day of the Arava, of the willow. V'nim is b'zeh. There's a lot of hints just in that name itself, that Hoshana Rabbah is also called the day of the Arava. Shebiyom zeh shem yizbarach mashpia matonos miyuchados le'elu shehem b'darga shel Arava. So we know that the Bdal of Minim, famous Medrash, tells us that are connected to four different types of Jews, that the esrog, it has the nice smell, it produces peiros, Torah and mitzvos. And then you have the lulav, which produces peiros, and then you have the hadassim, which has nice smell. But then you have the arava. The arava has nothing to it; it doesn't smell, doesn't taste. Kind of like corona, lahavdil. You know, it just there's no smell, there's no taste. It's the day of the arava. So bli tam bli reach. There's no taste to it. There's no smell. But there's Jews. There's Jews who are also on that level, and. You know, one of the messages of Achdus, I heard this earlier this week, they had the program Night Seder America. Rabbi Schoenfeld, it's his son from Rabbi Schoenfeld from Kew Garden Hills. I think his son's in Passaic. He runs a beautiful program for the boys across America. So he was saying, you know, this idea about this Achdus, we put them all together, but if you notice that Achdus doesn't mean everyone's the same. Achdus means like we come together. So even for us Jews who feel like we're on the level of an Arava, we don't have any Tam, we don't have any Reach, we don't have any Mitzvahs, we don't have learning under our belts, we don't have any Zechulis, what can we say for ourselves? But this is our day. Shehem B'dagashel, the Bazak says this in Safanya. It's Am Oni Vidal, right? A nation that's poor and destitute. V'chosu B'shem Hashem. We take shelter in the name of Hashem. It's a pasuk at the end of the very end of Tzafan. Tzafan is a very short sefer. It's three prakim, but this is one of the pasukim very end in Perek Gimel. Because of tzaduk zuchus genim, ma'od tzadikim zuchus genim, shebechol shana v'shana, every single year, kasher magil yom Hashana Rabbah. When we get to tonight, the night of Hashana Rabbah, az hayom hazeh hu har be'yoyse gevoa me Hashana Rabbah shakol hashanim she'avru. So the Hoshana Rabbah of Tav Shin Pei Aleph is stronger than last year's Hoshana Rabbah, which is stronger than the year before that. It gets getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And it brings there from Rav Tzadok as to why that is. V'pnei Shashem Yizbarach Ma'asif Es Kol Ha'avoidos V'koshos V'diburim Machshavos Shal Kol Klal Yisrael. So all of the avodas that we've done, and every bakash that we made, and all the speeches, the diburim that we said, and all of our good thoughts, all of Klal Yisrael, bechol yimei Hashana Rabbah shel kol hashanim she'avru, from all of Klal Yisrael and all the previous years, benosav lechol hakedusha ha'atzuma hazeh, it combines v'hu mosiv lanu es hakedusha ha'chadosha. It's a brand new kedusha shel Hoshana Rabbah shel shana zu. Now again, this was said in Tavshin Samech. Right, so we can add that 21 years, right, the 21. That's the theme of the evening is tonight. Is the number 21. So we'll explain later on in the piece. Ubeprapa inyanze shel arava. specifically on what it means vidi rava. Shebechol shana v'shana Hashem yizbarach mezakei osana ledarga yoiser gevoa shel arava. We get a higher madrega within this level of the arava. Shana zoichem liyos yoiser ba'oifin shel am ani v'dal. We connect even more to this pasuk and this level that's being described by the Navi Tzafanya. Umemele. Shana zoichem yois lekabel es hamatana shel v'chosu b'shem Hashem. That we are taking shelter in the shame of Hashem that comes to us even stronger than this. But even otim beniska v'yoyser, so it's even a higher madrega. So again, the first part is he's saying that Hoshana Rabbah is this amazing day, and not only is it an amazing day by itself, but each year's Hoshana Rabbah is like built into it; it makes it even stronger and stronger. And now he's going to darshan explaining what the actual different meanings and ramazim in the name Arava. It says od nichla b'matana. Now on the top of the left side, shel yom harava miloshen vayehi erev. Right? Ma'ariv aravim, miloshen arevus umasikus. That's something that's orev, right? That you have the, where is it? It's in Shir Hashim. Hashmi eini es kolich ki kolich orev, because your voice is so sweet, right? So part of arava is hinted at sweetness. Shekeis Hashem yizbarach nosin lano es hakoich levakish lepoel. What does it mean like this? That even in the time of night, which is always symbolic of not perceiving Hashem's hashkacha clearly, time of concealment, even in these times of men, it should be with an arevus, that we should find a sweetness even in the darkness. That's what he's saying. And we should be doing our avodah Hashem with besimcha, bein belelos ruchnim, bein belelos gashmim, whether it's a spiritual darkness we're in, or we find ourselves in a physical darkness that we find ourselves. But that's all contained within this Yom HaRava. Right? Bein belelos niglaim, bein belelos nistarim, sha'af echad me'olam, Eina yodea mehem. So saying that everything is going to be contained within them. Tami nizki lasois es ritzoni yizborach lehayres kol haravim halelos boor hamuna voor asiyas rotzon Hashem yizborach. That we should have everything should be done with a sweetness and a simcha in connecting to the idea of the Yom HaRava. So somehow contained within this, when I'm just putting it together that we said so far. Welcome to our friends from Passaic who just joined us. That the mahalach is a person feels like I don't have anything on my own, right? I'm one big arava. I don't have the tam, I don't have the reach, I don't have any zechuyos for me. But nevertheless, there's the idea of having a sweetness in our avodas Hashem and rejoicing in this. So now Tzvi Meir says further. Va'od nichla b'matana shel yom harava shekeis efshel lepoil ba'ezus Hashem yizbarach lezakos la'arevus u'masikos nifla b'meshech kol hashana. Through the avoda of this day of Hoshana Rabbah, one can affect and make a tangible change that the upcoming year will be one where one can sense and live with a sweetness in their avodas Hashem. B'torah, b'tefilah, b'chol inyon avodas Hashem. Through chesed, davening, everything can be done with a sweetness. Shlo l'divrei hayetzer gazlan, not to be seduced by that thief, the gazlan, the yetzer hara, shiroitze lahat imanu, that tuning is zorim, right? Va'alide zeh, who, I'm going to go to the next page, maybe a little bigger, perhaps. If you can share my screen, you can still see right? Lot lachtof me'itanu es hatanug haruchniyim niflam b'vodas Hashem. So what the yetzer hara does, he wants to take away from us the real gishmak and the real true sweetness in this. Va'achshav ef shalifoil shalon natev nirme we shouldn't look for sweetness in dark places. But the sweetness that should come through in our lives should be doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything that we have to do, we should feel a sweetness in this. You know, the tzaddik can bring down a you know, how you tell the difference between an avera versus a mitzvah. So they say like this, by an avera, Sverish should say, ah, And then afterwards, you say, "Oy vey," right? What did I do? That's by the mitzvahs. Yeah, the mitzvah is difficult. You say, "Oy vey," it's so difficult to get up on time. It's so difficult to get up tomorrow morning for davening the Vasikin Minyan for Hashanah Rabbah. It's so hard. But after you do it, geshmak. So to find a sweetness in the Avodas Hashem and in the Torah. So that's contained. Yom HaRava is this Lashon of Arevus, the day of the willow, the Arava, the lowest is to ask us to pull out from ourselves and to be Mavakesh, to ask Hashem that we should be Zoichet, to have a sweetness and to taste that and to live with that throughout the upcoming year. Af beinyani olam hazev v'gashmius, we do physical things. She says, "Mamish kodesh kadoshim, aval yoisim en nitzrach, v'midos, v'taivos, ritzonos, mizeh nivrach mikol kochenu, v'noruz el harevus hamitis v'tanugim hamitim v'nimsim v'vodas Hashem." So we should find pleasure in the real play. Okay, so that's one idea to think about. Then continues with Tzimar, and he says even more. V'od nichla b'teves yom ha'arava. What's another thing to be thinking about? Miloshen tarovis. So another thing that could mean like that shorsh of ayin reish beis can mean a mixture. When you're studying for smichas, you learn hilchas tarovis. What do you do when the fleishig pots get mixed in with the milchig pots and the cleaning lady came and, you know, I found the milchig spoon in the fleishig drawer. What do I do? Or, you know, the famous questions, you know, I cut something with a knife. Well, these are all the sugyas of tarovis. It means a mixture. So that shorsh of mixture of tarovis is also contained within Hoshana Rabbah, the day of the Arava. And the Arava, the first piece we started, we explained that it means a lashon of sweetness, of being orev. Here, tarovis means a mixture. What does it mean? So he says like this. She'achshav efshel lepoil, shelo nieh mu'uravim, velo ne'rav tov b'ra. We shouldn't have mixtures in our life. We shouldn't have combined tov v'ra. That we shouldn't take real things that are true pleasures and instead substitute them with tanugim medume, something that's a false. It's like an imaginary like lashon of dimyon, right? Your imaginations. It's a false perceived kavod. You know, when you see these people, these celebrities, and you know they walk down the street, and everyone's running to take a photograph, or to get their autograph, or to do this. So that's a covered meduma. It's not a real covered. It's not based in anything that's real. Shlo nimkor chas v'shalom ba'ad kol hoyim da'alma es ha'osher ha'toyva hamitis the mesukah l'Hashem yizborach meichin lanu b'torah. We shouldn't trade or exchange or get rid of or forfeit anything that the true tov that Hashem has prepared for us in sweetness in the Torah. Tefillah, Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Tovim, Chol Mitzvos, Shokol Hashon Habo. So we're asking Hashem that we should be able to perceive and not have a mixture of inappropriate aspirations, that we should be focused and grounded and rooted in what's real and what's important and what really is a meaningful Avodas Hashem, and not to mistake that and think that we, you know, our life is all about getting two slices of pizza and some spicy fries. You have to understand what it's truly all about, and to get the sweetness in that. Okay, that's the end of piece Aleph. Then we're going a little bit now. He says in Beis. Again, feel free to unmute or ask any questions, any ha'oras. This is a shmooze. This is not I hope the settings are on that you're actually able to unmute. Here we go. Beis. V'zenyimaz b'chabitas aravos. Now we talk about actually when we, puzzling thing that we do, we start smacking the aravos. The minhag is to do it five times and to hit on the ground. He's going to explain what it is, but to understand all the minhagim that the Klal Yisrael have are sourced, and there's a reason for it. So what's the idea? What should we be thinking about tomorrow morning when we're going to be smacking the Aravos? So we're hitting out the Yetzirah that it shouldn't make a tarovis in our minds. We shouldn't have this, you know, fleishigs and milchigs of the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov inside of us. That tries to sell us this false lies. You know, when you look about, you know, the advertisements that are out there, the whole thing, right? The famous vort they say about the dandruff shampoo. They wanted to sell, I think it was Selsun Blue. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think that was the type of dandruff shampoo. But they had to convince people it's a problem to have dandruff. So they started a whole marketing campaign to convince you it's a problem, chas v'shalom, to go out with any dandruff. So then therefore you need to buy their product in order that you won't be, don't wear black without the blue. That was like their slogan, right? Don't wear a black jacket without the blue dandruff shampoo. But the whole thing is that people are spending, I don't even know the numbers, an astronomical number amount of money to convince people that something that they feel like they really need. The newest phone, the newest gadget. I had to get my phone fixed or something like that. So I asked the guy in the Verizon store, I said, you know, it's probably been pretty slow now. You know, we're in a pandemic. He says, no, not at all. People still want the new stuff. You know, not even a pandemic will slow down people having. But what is that? Like, well, think about that for a second. Hoshana Rabbah. What's that based upon? Why do I feel like I have to have the newest gadget out there? I got to get the fanciest, schmanciest, fill in the blank, fanciest, schmanciest phone, fanciest, schmanciest house, the fanciest, schmanciest clothes, the best watch, the designer socks, whatever it is. But like, why? What's driving me? What's motivating me to feel like I need to constantly get that? So he says that's what we're davening when we're smashing the aravos to like knock that out of us. It's a narishkeit. Really think about it. Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. If someone were to talk to you, says, buddy, I can get you a new phone. I can get you, I want to talk to you about, like, you know, who won the game last night. You see, I'm not saying it's not important, but I'm saying, like, that's not what I'm talking about right now. Like, I want to focus on what's real, right? So he says, uvezeh anu me'orim b'nafshenu. We arouse ourselves. Sheke'isa zman levakish lepoil shelo yitshu. Ezapeh shelanu kol hashana. We shouldn't speak with our peh. That's the whole idea, that the lips, the aravos is the mouth. That's the part of the body that represents. We shouldn't be torn away from what the true gishmak is, what the true sweetness is in life. And when we're smashing the aravos on the stone, on the floor, what can be accomplished. And again, sometimes we just go through it so quickly, and you know, we're going through it, we just smash. We don't think about what we're gonna do. Pause for a second, think about it. What's contained in this hitting of the arava? Shinira Keitza Nirim Kasher Machlifin Arevas Amitis Barevas Medumim Medumis. What does it look like when we substitute something that's so valuable for something that's so empty and meaningless? Va'aznia Halev. Scroll back on the top part. Okay. Lave Evan, right? So Evan, Aleph Beis Nun, says of Tzimer, right? Mizmalim be Nigoi b'nei Adam, Rachman Otzlan. So we're breaking that Evan, which is again, Roish Yitavis here, it's a Remez Nigei b'nei Adam, the Nigoyim that afflict us, these things that that are a plague, right? That they're hitting us. And you know the way the Baal Shem Tov teaches the famous mission, Nigoyim, Kol Nigoyim Adam. So he says that what really the Pasha Pshat in Mishnah is that you now look at your own Negoyim. But with Baal Shem Tov says it, Kol Negoyim Sha'adam Roe, right? Chutz, comma. Anything that a person, any Negoyim that you see chutz outside, meaning in other people, it's really Minigay Atzmo, it's from yourself. That Hashem is showing each one of us Negoyim that we have. And if something is so blatantly obvious to us, like, oh my goodness, you know, that person has so much kas. I'm seeing, I watch them just screaming at somebody else. It's like, wow, I don't have that anger. Say, really? Really? You don't have any anger? You're perfect on that mida? You never get frustrated with somebody? You never get upset? You never, lose your temper? So when we see other people, really Hashem is showing us is that we're supposed to use that as a mirror and use that as an impetus for our own avodas Hashem. I was recently reading in the excellent book Olam Hamidos. I very much like it. There's a shout out to Sruli Kader in the Hakdama. So he thanks Sruli for motivating him. I saw a few of my Talmidim were also thanked in the introduction. It's a great book, Olam Hamidos. And he writes, let's say a person's giving him Musar, and a person is they're totally off. I think the Mashal he gives, I have to remember, I think it's on page 77, but I don't have the book with me to look it up. But I think he says something like this. Imagine you have a dent in your car. And a person's yelling at you, and you don't have a dent right there. You have other dents. So okay, the person's wrong. They're yelling at you something that they're wrong about, but it doesn't mean you don't have any dents in your car. So let's say a person's giving you musr. You see something wrong. You think they're off. Like I'm really not guilty of what they're accusing me of. It could be true, but it doesn't mean there's not other things that we're guilty of. So therefore, there's still room to take what they have to say, even if they're off. And it's a big madriga to think about that. But what is he saying? So Tzimmer is saying over here that this idea about when we're hitting the aravos, we're hitting the Aravos and we're realizing that we have Negoyim inside of us. On top of the left hand side, we could fix the past. We're going to have a nizgaber. We're going to overcome this heart of stone. We're only doing what Hashem wants us. It doesn't make sense to sell, to exchange, to forfeit the true sweetness for something that's temporary, something that's passing, something that's founded upon lies. The beginning it's sweet, it's very bitter in the end. Zemar, right? As in Yiddish, dos is bitter. It's very bitter. Rak kirvas Hashem litoiv. Only coming close to Hashem is what's good. And it's fascinating when we talk about the machloikis with Aaron and Korach. That one of the simanim that how we knew that Aaron was really one who was chosen was the almond branch, shkedim. And the way that almonds are made is very similar to a machloikis. There's certain almonds that are sweet in the beginning, but really they become bitter. They're inedible. You can't eat them. I think they're actually illegal to sell in the United States. But the other almonds that we do eat are bitter in the beginning, but then they become sweet. And that's what, you know, when you go into your kitchen cabinet, you go to the supermarket and you're buying almonds, those are the types we buy. But in a machloikis, this is exactly, it's so mosuk, as he says right here. It's so sweet at the beginning. Everyone wants to hear the juice and get inside, and everyone comes a gavr because people want to hear my opinion on this. But at the end, it's so bitter. And families get torn apart, and communities suffer. And especially now, in terms of current events, when there's a lot going on, and there's a lot that could be said, we have to carefully measure our words to make sure that we're not getting involved in a machloikis. Okay, va'achshav, continuing on the next paragraph. Zeh hasman she'Hashem Yisborach miyakeh kol b'kosha she'yotis mihapeh shelonu. So at this moment, he's referring back to when we're smacking the Aravos, that this is a moment when we can make incredible impression, eroshim with the bakashas that we make at that time. Afila below kavana ro'uya b'shleimus. Even if we don't have the best kavanas, we're doing this. Ki zeh koicha sheha rava shedoyim lepeh. Because that's what it means. The rava is like their mouth. Ki biyom zeh on Hoshana Rabba. Hashem Yisbarach nosin lanu es hamatana shenuch livkoa rakim. We can break open the rakim. In koach shel ein kochina el bepeh. That our koach is through the peh. The peh is a remnant to the arava, and through this koach of davening, even if they're not the most, you know, sublime and most, you know, beautiful tefillahs, we're just saying, Hashem, help me. Like something so plush as that, saying, Hashem, I need your help. I can't do this. I can't make it without you. Please help me. And again, help me with whatever it is, whether it's bone, chayim, zone, whatever person is requesting from Hashem, but to realize our ultimate dependence on Him and to offer these tefillos at that point in time. L'chein, kedai lach toif achshav kamish yoisi bekoshos, to grab, to steal, to chaparayim, as many bekoshos as we can. Everything is he's makabalis. Afila bakasha shehimamish arava. Even if the it itself is something that doesn't have any bli tam bli reyach. It's a very weak request. We need so much. We don't even know what to ask for. Hakol miskabel case. Everything is accepted. So not to feel like, you know, who am I? What am I? Or I've wasted so much time. I haven't accomplished anything. Now the Zman of Hoshana Rabbah, so again, at the beginning of the piece, is one of the most sublime days of the year. You know, I saw recently in the Avodas Avodah from Tosh Rebbe, that he brings down his grandfather used to not sleep on during the day on Hoshana Rabbah or Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah, because it says it's based on Yerushalmi, I think Rosh Hashanah, that a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah is going to have a sleep a year. So they wouldn't sleep on Hoshana Rabbah. That's he would have to wake up before Alois. Okay, so let's go on. Let's do. I'm just checking. I don't want to go over time, but I want to. There's so much to talk about. This is a beautiful shmooze. Let's do Piz Gimel now. Hayom hu hayom ha'achron shel hayom tov shel Sukkos. So we're on the last day of Sukkos. Zeh hayom tov shenishba mikoicha shel Yaakov Avinu. That we know that Yaakov is connected Sukkos. Avram is Pesach and Yitzchak is Shavuos. Even find in the Chumash itself the Lashon of Sukkos written by Yaakov. Yaakov nasa Sukkosa, Yavo Yaakov Shalim. Yaakov came back Shalim. Shalim is Roshi Tevis. So I want to admit then, is Roshi Tevis, Shagasi, Menahel Libi. We're completing everything. This is the culmination of it. And this is why Rebbe was crying, the famous Gemara. He says, Yesh kon olama b'sha achas, that a person can be acquire the whole world in one moment. When this moment comes, not to lose that moment, that when it comes, we should be able to chap a rein. So not to lose the Shah Achas, the moment of Hoshana Rabbah. Now the next page of a Meshech HaKofos Ana Zoichim Lizoich Arboim V'Arbo Pa'amim Hoshana. So he makes the cheshbon, they count up 44 times we say the word Hoshana. B'mispar Dam, right? If you do the gematria, it's not too hard to figure one out. Dalad Mem is 4 and 40, right? What does it mean? Can be demecha chayi, with your blood you will live. Hayin sh'al yidei ha-mem dalet pa'amim sh'ana zoichin lizoik la'Hashem yizborach Hoshana, that we're calling out 44 times to Hashem to save us. Al yidei ze chayi, through that dam, not the blood in the physical sense, but the dam of the 44 times we're calling out, chayi will live. B'zuchusam nizkeh l'chol mini ha-chiyus. And that zuchus, that's how we get chiyus. B'meshech kol ha-shon ha-boh, for the upcoming year. Now we hinted at this. We said we're going to talk about the significance of the number 21. Hayom hu yom hachaf aleph lechodesh tishrei. This is the day 21. Va'avram avinu hayhador hachaf aleph mibriyas ha'olam. And Avram avinu was the 21st generation, right? We know we're familiar from Pirkei Avos, the 10 generations from Adam till Noach, 10 from Noach till Avraham. Avram was 21. Hashem yisbarach amal Avram avinu ani yochid va'ata yochid. I am singular and unique. And you, Avraham, are singular and unique. No le yochid lehatzilas a yochid. It's noah. It's so appropriate for the yochid, the one who's singular, me, to save you. That's on this day as well. Shekol echad mi Yisrael zoich liyos nechshav ki yochid eitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An amazing thing. We like Hashem's yochid, Hashem's ben yochid, his only child. Hashem is baruch omer alav no ale yochid lahatzilas hayochid, and it's appropriate for me, the yochid, to save you. I forgot already which Rosh Hashiva it was. It might have been Slobodka that there was a gevir who came looking for a shidduch for his daughter, and so he went to Rosh Hashiva. And he asked him about this bach. He says, oh, that's my Ben Yochid. He's my only son. And he asked about another bach. What about this one? He says, oh, he's my Ben Yochid. And then everyone he asked, he said, this is my Ben Yochid. He says, Rebbe, how many do you have? He says, I have 400. Every single one was a Ben Yochid. So Kodesh Baruch looks at each one of us, the millions of Yidden in the world, and he says to each one of us, realize you are my Ben Yochid. V'yadum et tzadikim zuchuzne, sheshem ekia. Right, which is the name of Hashem, or can mean Eheyeh, I will be what I'll be, who mispar chaf aleph. That also is the number, the gematria 21, right? The aleph is 1, hey is 5, yud is 10, yeah, next hey is 5, 21, simple. Vezeh koch shel hayom hazeh. So this idea is future tense. Eheyeh, I will be. The Lechavitcher, Ritzvimia brings in another piece, that the Lechavitcher said that teshuvah is 1% about the past, and it's 99% about what's going to be in the future. So this is a day, Hoshana Rabbah is a day about orientating ourselves as to what's going to be in the future, right? Shekol Yehudi Yochel Lipol Lifkariv Liskabil Eitzel Avinu Shebashamayim Va'ayde Zeh Shezoik Ehyeh Toiv Habo. I want to be good in the future. Hey, I will be Koch Azaka. This cry, Shekol Yehudi Zoik Abba Eye Imcha Mikanul Habo. I want to be with you from now, moving on. Ani Roitz Eliyos Tov. I want to be good. Eye Tov Me'atav Eilech. I'm going to be good, right? Bekoch Bekasha Zu Mashpi Hashem Yisborach Hayom. Es HaYeshuas HaGedolus BiYoser. Hashem sends these amazing things to us on this day. Let's do one more section. This, and I'm going to skip a little bit just to the last part. Kishem Shavi Shal Pesach. So the 21st day of Nisan is Shavi Shal Pesach. Shiyom Achaf Aleph Shal Nisan. Yeah. Mashpi Hashem Yisburach Koychos Atzumim Shal Vayosh Hashem Beyom Hahu. Hashem saves on that day. So Kach B'Tishrei. So this is a theme that's in Rav Wolfson and many of the Svarim bring down this idea that the months of Tishrei and Nisan are like carbon copies, that they're starting and they go month by month. So whatever's happening in Tishrei is happening in Nisan. So just like in the 21st day of Nisan, it was a day of Yeshua, so too on the 21st day of Tishrei, right? Nisan and Tishrei are carbon copies that they parallel. There's much more to talk about this, but not to go off topic, just in the context of what he's bringing out over here. Right? So, Kach B'Tishrei She'az Hashem Yisburach Mashpia Es Hamatona Hamiyuchedes Lebalei Teshuva She'im Omri B'Mokam She'tzidikim Gemurim Einim Yochem La'amoid. The day of Teshuva, and we know that Sukkos is a Teshuva Me'ava, right? So, therefore, the levels that we reach now is a place where even Tzadikim Gemurim can't stand. Me'mele Ze Yoyse Gevo, it's even higher. So we have a tremendous koach that we could accomplish on this day. Time doesn't permit us to do. I'm going to skip a little bit. It was go to the very end of. If you look here, if you can see where I'm going to read the next paragraph here, it says Kosov Mitzadikim. I apologize, I have to skip just to make sure we can try to finish and end on time. Now this is a Mishnah in Shkolim. I think it's in the fifth parak. If you lose your chos, it means your seal. So they wait for him until nighttime. So look at how Rav Tzvi Meir rereads the Mishnah. Hakavana al yom ha'arava, right? And someone who lost their seal, they lost their tzelem elokim, well, we wait for you. We wait for you until the ad ha'erev. Ha'erev is Hoshana Rabbah, the day of the willow. A beautiful vort. Shehayom efshar lepoil esakol. Person can fix everything. V'hayom efshar lezakos lekabeles kol hatzelam elokim shehiyah b'shleimus agomer b'kedusha v'tahara. So anything that was lost, any of the chosem, that seal that we removed from ourselves, so it can be brought back. It's waiting for us on Hoshana Rabbah. Again, just another testament to the koach of this day. And then again, as we start off by saying, this shmuz was originally said in, you see on the top, Hoshana Rabbah, Tafshin Samech. However, as I was preparing and going through this, it's extremely relevant to the situation we find ourselves in right now. So here we go. I'm going to go up to Os Hey. Umut alein lizkor ma shekosu b'tiferes Shlomo. Shenirmas b'yom ha'rov miloshen arvus. Shanachnu arevim v'chol Yisrael. So we've said a few different pshatim. One pshat we said was arev means something that's sweet. A second pshat we saw in the Yom HaRava was it's a tarovis. There's a mixture, making sure we're removing all the inappropriate things that have crept in. But here now, a third pshat, he's saying that the Yom HaRava, the day of the willow, the Arava, Hoshana Rabbah, is a lashon of Kol Yisrael Arevin Zebazeb. Lechein, therefore, Aleinu Levakish Avor Kol Yisrael. We have to daven on Hoshamba for the Klal Yisrael. Ki Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Es L'Zechiyah Sheyochel Lios Hayom the Beis Medrash. Not everybody will be zoyche to be in Beis Medrash, to be in a shul for Hoshan Rabbah. Ve'yesh Lo Es L'Zechiyah Sheyochel L'daber El Hashem Yisborach. He has the zechus to be able to talk to Hashem. Shevechasdi Hashem Yesh Lo Das. He has the mental capacity. He's aware. Ve'hu Yodeh Shehayom Hoshan Rabbah. He understands what Hoshan Rabbah is all about. Ushehayom Hashem Yisborach Mamtin leTefilos Yisrael. Hashem is waiting for our davening. As I muto love the Hari Shalomos Avur Kol Yisrael. So he has to shake worlds on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The person understands what this day is about, so he has an achrayus to use it for all, to help everybody, not to be selfish and only to daven for himself. Avakolach of Erim, all of his friends, Kol HaYehudim, all the Jews. Shehashem Yisborach Yaazur leChol HaBochrim Havreichim beChol HaYehudim Shehayetzer Mizgaber. What about all of our friends and people we know, and co-workers, and maybe extended family members, maybe closer family members, who this last year was extremely difficult for them. Shehayom, mehayom v'hala, mikablu koiches atzumu lilchom avek imo. Now to fight the Yetzirah. Ki ke'es an yochim lipoil. B'Hashem Yisborach, shehem yatzlichu v'yizgabir akol ha'yitzorim. We can overcome all types of inappropriate drives. V'yedua godol haflogos ha'zal ha'kadoshim b'maylis ha'mispalil al-chavero v'hu tzorech lo'ysa dover. So we know that the Chazal teach us an amazing thing. If a person needs the same thing as someone else, he needs a shidduch and his friend needs a shidduch, and he davens for his friend. So that's an amazing thing. A person needs a refuah shleim and his friend needs a refuah shleim, and he davens for his friend. So the Chazal say tremendously powerful things. Shebezeh esh lepoil devar matzumim v'nizgavim. Shekol Yisrael yizku lebonei chayim ezoni b'shleimus. That a person could be blessed with children, be blessed with good health, with parnosa. V'chol Yehudi yizku lirov nachas de kedusha mikol echad miyaladov mitoich brios agomer. That everyone should have healthy nachas from their children. Ki berege sheyesh chesron koldahu. Person's lacking even a small amount, but davar katan biyoser, something else, bebrius or parnas or nachas or yeladim, as takeif kol avodas Hashem besakana berifyon rachman litzlan lechein hakol lemancha elokenu. That we're davening, everything should be done for your sake. Just do one last section of this. Achshav hu azman sheefshar lachsoich, to save to spare. In Kol Bakasha, every single word we say now on Hoshana Rabbah, and even this learning now, it's ma'or us to realize the potency of the day. In Kol Hakafa, when we have the Hakafas on Shmini Tzeres, on Simchas Torah, Efshe Lachsos Alfei Alofim Agmas Nefesh, we could spare ourselves from thousands and thousands of thousands of Agmas Nefesh. Ke'ez Efshe Likroa Alfei Alofim Rivavos Machoyvim Meitanu, pain from us. Umikol Klal Yisrael V'Hari Efshe Letzeis Achrei Hashiva Hakafas Habolein Letoiva Ba'Oifin Shekol Hachomos All the walls, Yehu Batelos Mutolim. We could destroy and break down all the walls. Kol Ahevecha Tov Yeh Nechrov V'Nechras Acher Hashiva Hakafos Habolein Letoiva. When we were able to accomplish through the Hakafos breaking down all the walls, and unfortunately there's a lot of walls that need to be broken down right now. It's a very difficult time for the world, Bichlal, and for Klal Yisrael Befrat. So there's so many things to accomplish and to daven for in our own communities, in our shuls, in our families. And that's really the kiyum of what can be done on Hoshana Rabbah. Ki efshul haros ke'es es kol ha-mechitos ha-mavdilos. We could destroy, break down all these walls that are separating us. Neitze hayom ibeis medrash ruchutzin legamra. We could be totally clean. Nakim Lagamri, totally washed away, Tahorim Lagamri, to be completely Tahor, if we use this Koach, you know, appropriately. So, just close out the screen share for a second. I think that it's a powerful message to realize what is at stake and what can be accomplished on this. And in previous generations, we started off, it wasn't so much talking about Hoshana Rabbah. You didn't see it in the earlier, you know, Rishonim, and then as the darkness is getting bigger and bigger, and we're getting closer and closer to Mashiach. So then now you start opening up the Svarim, and you find you know, the whole world stands on Hoshana Rabbah, like it says in the Zohar. So I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Kvittel, and it should be Pol Yeshuos. We should be sealed with a year of bracha, a year of hatzlach and all of our worthy endeavors. We should have nachas and simcha and good health and learning together. And the Meretz Hashem will be back in our shuls in the way that we've come to appreciate and been used to. And we'll get through this also. All right. Shkoich to everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming.